It's pretty mellow. We just left City Hall. We're walking, and I think there are about 18 or 20, and essentially, mostly, I mean, pretty young crowd for sure. And I would say that, I mean, just I'm guessing I was not at the Orlando demonstrations, but I would guess that it's a stark contrast. I mean, there has been no law enforcement, and the people at City Hall, essentially, when I contacted them when I got here, said that they didn't know about the demonstration until, you know, 5 minutes to four, and they were like, oh, okay. You know, they kind of, it wasn't really a big deal. So okay. I'm actually walking with Nicholas Emery, who is essentially a spokesperson for this, you know, leg of Food Not Bombs. And he was arrested, among the arrested in Orlando during those demonstrations. So if you want to talk with him.
Kate, can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
Does Tarpon Springs have any kind of ordinance or ban on feeding the hungry like Orlando does?
I am not clear on that, but I'm sure that Nicholas is.
Okay.
So hold on.
Thanks, Kate.
Yep.
Hello?
Nicholas, hi. Thanks for joining us on WMNF. What is your last name?
Emery.
Hi, Nicholas Emery, who was arrested some time ago. Was it a couple of weeks ago in Orlando for sharing food with the hungry? Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. It was. Yeah, it was a few weeks ago. It's about 3 weeks ago now.
And what were your charges?
I was charged with carrying out a large group feeding in a public park.
Okay. And what are the status of those charges? You're going to have to do a fine or jail time? What's going on?
Yeah, the maximum charge is a $500 fine and a month in jail.
And you got to pay for your own defense?
We have someone who is a lawyer who's doing it pro bono for us.
Okay.
And he is representing everyone who's got arrested and Orlando.
Okay.
So, Nicholas, I'd like to ask you the same question I asked Kate. Does Tarpon Springs have any kind of ordinance against feeding the hungry like Orlando? Do you know?
No. At this moment, we do not. We've had someone look into the laws of our town, and there's no such order or ordinance on the book.
And are you are you feeding the hungry or sharing food with the hungry in Tarpon on a regular basis?
Yes, we are. We share food every Tuesday at 6 p.m. in Craig Park, and we are sharing food today at our demonstration. We just shared food at the City Hall, the Tarpon Springs City Hall, and we are now marching to the Cultural Center, which is the old City Hall on Alt 19, and we're going to be sharing food down there all night. We're having a vigil, and we'll have our table out there sharing food all night.
What kind of crowds do you see coming to partake of the food?
We have had a pretty wide, we've had all kinds of folks. We've had many people from the homeless community, some working poor. We've had some students from the area, some young folks. So, yeah, all kinds of people.
And just real quick, what can you tell us in brief about the larger case that that Food Not Bombs is bringing against the city of Orlando? Do I have that right? Is there some action that your attorney is taking on behalf of you?
Mm-hmm.
Can you briefly sum that up? Can you summarize?
Yes, he is I believe suing I'm not sure if it's Orlando or John Dyer personally.
Okay.
For
that's the mayor, right? The mayor of Orlando?
Yes. Buddy Dyer.
Buddy Dyer, yeah.
John Dyer, because he's not our buddy or once in the homeless.
Okay.
He called us two terrorists on air on to some news station, and he is pulling out some kind of suit over that, and also taking some kind of action because our First Amendment right was taken from us when we're no longer allowed to go back into Lake Eola Park.
Right. Okay.
Sorry, it's getting loud here.
It's starting to get loud there. We really appreciate the information you've been able to share. You know we're going to stay on top of this story, so I'm sure we'll be talking with you again.
Yep.
Thank you for your live call, and good luck with your march this afternoon.
All right, great. Thank
Thanks,
you very
Nicholas.
Much. Okay, bye.
And again, that was Kate Bradshaw with Nicholas Emery of Food Not Bombs in Tarpon Springs. And Kate will have a full report on Tuesday, Monday being a holiday.